Kochis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Brachos Pavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amad Aleph, 5 lines from the foot of the page, Rebchia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rebchia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tfilas HaMincha, U'Tfilas HaMusafim, Tfilas HaMincha Koydemes. Rebchia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said if a person has to pray Tfilas Mincha and Tfilas Musaf, Tfilas Mincha has precedence. Having born Meimah, Kashayin, B'Yoyim Kadei Vespal Shneihim, Olim Yesh, B'Yoyim Kadei Vespal Shneihim, Tfilas Musaf Koydemes. We assume that this is when he does not have time in the day to pray both Mincha and Musaf, but if it's time in the day for both of them, Tfilas Musaf comes first. Rejected that and said, no, even if there's time in the day to pray both of them, Tfilas Mincha comes first. Also, Rabbi Nassim Bar Tuvia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that even if there's time in the day to pray both of them, Mincha comes first. V'atani hikdim Tfilas HaMincha, the Tfilas HaMusafim Yotza. The question is that the Braitha says if one prayed Tfilas Mincha before Musaf, he was Yotza. L'sha'ava, habetchila le'bada. We can infer that this is only b'di'ed if in a non-ideal situation, but ideally, one may not do so. Patar l'bashila higia, z'man ha'tfila. The answer is that the Braitha is talking about when the lichatchila time for tfila means Mincha Katana did not arrive. Then lichatchila he should pray Musaf first. Ka'adot, Rishur ben Levi, mefaked le'tamidov, in Havelachoin Aristoin Umata Yoimas Lashis Shoin Ad Delay Taskun Laristoin to Havin Matslun to Minchasa Ad Delay Taskun. This is like Yeshua Levi who told his students, if you'll go to a big feast and 6 hours of the day came before you went to the feast, then pray Mincha before you go to the feast. And this shows that one can be Yotze, one can fulfill his obligation of Mincha before Mincha Katana. The Kamahu Plaga Mincha Achas Yisrei Shoin Chasa Rabia. When is Plaga Mincha? It 10 3/4 hours into the day, when the daylight hours are divided into 12 parts. Taman taninan, tamid nishrat b'shmena mechse, v'kav b'teisha mechse, erev tzachim nishrat b'shevra mechse, v'kav b'shmena mechse, b'mechol b'mechabas. The Mishnah teaches that the afternoon tamid was slaughtered at 8.5 hours of the day, and totally offered at 9.5. On erev Pesach it's slaughtered at 7.5 and offered at 8.5, whether it's a weekday or Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah boi hacha at avid mincha shtei shoy femechsa v'achat avid mincha sholosh shoy femechsa. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, here you make the time of mincha the last 2.5 hours of the day, because he said that plag is half the time for a mincha is the last hour and a quarter of the day, and there you make the time for mincha the last 3.5 hours, because he said that the tamid was slaughtered at 8.5 hours. Am Rabbi Yosi lo yhugsha tulas mincha l'tamid shu ben arbaim ela l'kateiras. Rabbi Yosi answers that tulas mincha is not equated with the afternoon tamid, but rather with the keteiros, the incense. Ma ta'am tikan tefilasi keteiros lefanecha masas kapai minchas arev. What's the reason? We have a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kuf Mem Aleph, in pasuk Beis. My prayer shall be established like incense before you, the lifting of my hands as the evening offering. Se sha'achas li'isukoi v'at avid mincha shtei shoi semechse. Deduct 1 hour for being involved in offering the tamid, and after it, keteiros is offered at 9.5 hours, and you make mincha the last 2.5 hours. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina hayim mispal imdim demechama kadosh shei alav mer shamayim kol hayim. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina used to pray with the redness of the sun, means shachris at sunrise and mincha close to sunset, so the fear of heaven would be on him the entire day. Am Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina veichelki imam mispalim imdim demechama. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina said, may my portion be with those who pray with the redness of the sun. Ma'atam al zoshi spal kolach chosid elecha leif mitzoy. What's the source? It's the pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Vav, for this, let every pious man pray to you at the time that you are found. What is Le'eith Mitzoy? It's the time of Mitzoy, of completion of the day. Acha de'imei de'rav Ada, have a Mitzoyah, gulfei de'rav, I should say, Amalei kad te'chamei shimsha bereish dikli, te'havli gulfi de'natzli de'minchasa. The brother of Ada's mother guarded Rav's cloak that he wore during Tvila. Rav told him, when you see the sun at the top of the date trees, give me my cloak and I'm going to pray Mincha. When the sun is at the top of the date trees there in Bavel, there's still much time left in the day. So we learn from here that Rav does not hold that one should pray at the end of the day. Rav Yochanan says, Ha'ime l'tzula charavi. This pasuk in Yeshaya Pek Memdalad pasuk Chavayin. It says, "Who says to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up your rivers?" This refers to Bavel, which is the bottom of the world. Amav Yechon and Laman Nikoshma Tzula, Vesham Salu Meisei Dra Mabel, Gam, it should say Bavel Limpo, Chalei Yisrael, Gam Le Bavel, Naflu Chalei Kol Haaretz. Why is Bavli called Tzula? All of those that died in the flood, Tzalelu, sank to there. As the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah and Perek Nalas, Pasuk Memtes, as Bavel caused the slain of Yisrael to fall, so in Bavel shall fall the slain of all the land. Siv Vayimsu Bika Baoritz Veritz Shina Vayishu Sham Amrish Lakish Lama Nikoshma Shina Shisham Naru Meisei Doha Mabel. It says in the Pasuk in Bereishis Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, and they found a valley in the land of Shina and they dwelled there. Rish Lakish says, why is the place called Shina? Because to then Ninaru was stirred all those who died in the flood. Davacher Shina Shem Meisim Vetishnoik Veloyner Uveloy Merchads. Alternatively, it's called Shin'ah because they die v'tashnuk, which means this is the targum of the word tzara, v'tzuka, amidst great affliction. They are without a lamp, they only have only sesame oil, which does not burn as nicely as olive oil, and without a bathhouse, for the Romans built bathhouses in cities, for the Persians did not. Alternatively, Shin'ah is because they are menu'awim, shaken out, empty of mitzvahs, because they don't have tumas and maisus over there. Alternatively, Shina is for Sareha, it's noblemen, or some say it means it's Chachamim, die in Arim when they are young. Alternatively, Shina, because they established a great Soine, a hater of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who was that? It's Nebuchadnezzar, the Rasha. Rav Krib Yehuda. The Gemara asked Rav, who prayed Mincha when the sun was at the top of the date trees in Bavel, when a lot of time remained in the day, can we infer that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda at the latest time if plagat Mincha? In Ta'avdina Karabonon, Leif Rabbi Yehuda Moidi. In Ta'avdina Karabi Yehuda, Oif Rabbonon Moidi. The answer is no. He wanted to fill both opinions. He reasoned, if I do like Rabbonon and pray after plagat Mincha, Rabbi Yehuda does not agree that I fulfill my obligation. And if I do like Rabbi Yehuda and pray before plagat Mincha, even Rabbonon agree. Minayin l'ne'ila. What's the source for tefillas ne'ila? Amar Rabbi Levi, Gam kitav b'tefila mikan shekol amar b'tefila ne'ene. Rabbi Levi answered, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, pasuk Tes Vav, even if you increase in your tefila. And this shows that normally anyone who increases their prayers is answered, and therefore the Chacham enacted an extra tefila. Machafah should say to Rabbi Levi, Taman Amr Rabbi Abba Breda Rabbi Papi, Rushua Lesichnin V'Shem Rabbi Levi, Pachaletzav Yeh Moisar, V'Dras Vasayim, Achla Machsar, Chan Amidesh Ribta V'Trilla, Katzer B'Yamav Shal Shmuel. We have a question, Rabbi Levi contradicts himself. There Rabbi Abba Breda Rabbi Papi quoted Rushua of Sichnin, who quoted Rabbi Levi, saying that in the Pasuk of Mishle, in Perek Yudalad Pasuk Chof Gimel, in every toil there will be great gain, but a word of the lips is only for loss. Since Chana prayed excessively, Shmuel's years were shortened. Sha'amma v'yeshu sham ad oylam v'halei ein oylamai shal Levi ela chamishim shana d'chsev u'miben chamishim shana yashuv mitzvah ha'avoida v'avinan lei chamshin v'taltin. The Gemara asked, she said, and he will stay here forever. The word oylam, forever, the oylam of a Levi, is 50 years, as it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, in Perek Ches Pasuk Chofhei, and from 50 years and onward he will return from the working, and Shmuel lived to be 52. Amar Yosi Rabun, Shtaim Shigamalatu. Yosi Rabun answered, Olam does not include the 2 years that he nursed before she weaned him and brought him to the Mishkan. He lived 50 years from then. Chamah Hachain. So that Rabbi Levi said that it's not good to pray much, and here he said that anyone who prays a lot is answered. We resolve that if he said so for an individual, he shouldn't pray much. Does the same apply to a tzibur, to a governing of the community? They have more merits. Through much prayer, they're answered. Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, b'shem Rabbi Meir, v'hayaki hirbasa li'etpalel, l'fnei Hashem, mikan, shekonamav v'tfila, ne'ne. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shim ben Chalafta, quoting Rabbi Meir, asked the question that it says, and it was because you've increased your prayers before Hashem. And this teaches that anyone who prays greatly is going to be answered. And the passage discusses Chana, that meaning even though Rabbi Levi did not teach this, it's difficult because he wouldn't argue. Emasaihu Ne'ila. The Gemara says, when is Tfilas Ne'ila? Rabbanon de Kisorin Amrin is Palgun, Rabbi Yochanan, Rab Amar ben Ilas Shari Shomayim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar ben Ilas Shari Hechel. Rabbanon of Kisorin answered that Rab and Rabbi Yochanan argue about this. Rab said it's the time of locking of the gates of Shomayim. Rabbi Yochanan said it's the time of locking of gates of the Hechel of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Byudan and Tudia Masnif Messiah, Le Rabbi Yochanan, Begim Apokim Akehanon Noisim is Kapiim, Dalad Pa'amim Bayim, Beshachris of the Musaf, Bemincha of Ne'ilas Sha'arim, Betanyois of Ma'amodois of Yom Kippurim, Islach Meim and Ne'ilas Sha'ari Shamaim Bayim. Rabbiudan and Tundria said that a Mishnah supports Rabbi Yochanan. At three times, Kanim lift their hands for Birkas Kanim four times in one day. At Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilas Sha'arim on fast days, on Ma'amodois, and on Yom Kippur. Can you say that Ne'ilas Sha'ar Shamaim, that the closing of the gates of the heavens, is during the day? Birkas Kanim is only during the day. Achva de ima de Rav Ada, Havetzaya, Gulfe, de Rav Batsamaraba, Amalei Kad Techmi, Shimsha, Beresh Dikli, Taavli, Gulfe, de Natsli, Ne'ilas Sha'arim. The brother of Ada's father would guard Rav's talis on Yom Kippur. Rav told him, when you see the sun at the top of the date trees, bring to me my talis so that I can pray Ne'ilas Sha'arim. Mechava Shitzi de Rav, Tamanu Amma ben Ne'ilas Sha'ari Shamayim, Bracha Amma ben Ne'ilas Sha'ari Hechel. The question is that Rav contradicts himself. There he says that the time of Ne'ilah is at Ne'ilas Sha'ari Shamayim, when the gates of the heavens are locked, and here he says before sunset means Ne'ilas Sha'ari Heichel, the closing of the and locking of the gates of the Heichel. Am Rav Masna Alidei Derav Marech B'Selusa Sagin Av Magil Ne'ilas Sha'ari Shamayim. Rav Natani resolved that since he used to pray at great length, it lasted until close to Ne'ilas Sha'ari Shamayim, when the gates of the heaven are locked. Ne'ila Ma'o Shetipate Es Shal Erev. The Gemara asks, can Ne'ila exempt one from praying Ma'ariv, which is the Trilla of the night? Rabbi Abba Rav Huna, B'Shem Rav Ne'ila, Peteres Es Shal Erev. And Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, quoting Rav, answers, yes, Ne'ila does exempt Ma'ariv. Amalei Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, Heichu Mazkir Shal Abdallah. Rabbi Abba asked Rav Huna, where does he mention Abdallah in Ne'ila? And Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Abba, Heich Yehei Sheva Peteres Shmoneh. And Rabbi Yona asked Rabbi Abba, how can Rav say that Ne'ila, which has only seven brachas, exempts Ma'ariv of Motzei Yom Kippur, which has 18? Amalei v'lei kva isasavd. Rabbi Abba said back, was Rav not already refuted through my question? Why do you need a second question? Amalei v'gein isasavd tivatel. Rabbi Yona said, due to your seeming refutation of Rav's words, batel, perhaps one can answer your question, therefore I need to ask my question. Am Rav Yosi, ma da'akshi Rabbi Abba kashi yos, ma da'akshi Rabbi Yona le kashi yos, kal hekilu alav mishim ta'aniso she'sheva patroith shmoneese. An answer to the second question of which Rabbi Yosi gives is Rabbi Abba's question is a proper question, but Rabbi Yona's question is not difficult. Racham more lenient for one due to his fast, he's in pain and needs to eat, that he can say seven brachas instead of 18. Rabbi Abba v'amamal amalachavaya oi min kulchoin. Shamith she'ini lipatesa shel erev. Rabbi Abba bar Mamol said to his Talmidim, from all my rebbeim I heard that Ne'ilah does not exempt Ma'ariv. Rabbi Simon b'shem Yeshua ben Levi eini lipatesa shel erev. Rabbi Simon quoting Levi says that Ne'ilah does not exempt Ma'ariv. Am Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun v'tani Rabbi Chiya b'chol yom adam mispalach shmoneh esrei b'matzah Shabbos b'matzah Yom Kippurim b'matzah Tainis Sibul. And the supporters of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun who said that Rabbi Chiya taught that every day one prays 18 brachas on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur, and Matzah Tanis Sibur, and this shows that Ne'ilah does not exempt Ma'ariv. Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman, Meshem Meshur ben Levi, Yom Kippurim, Shechal Yos b'Shabbos, Afapi she'ein Ne'ilah b'Shabbos, Mazkir shel Shabbos b'Ne'ilah. Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman, quoting Meshur ben Levi, said that if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, even though there's no Ne'ilah on a regular Shabbos, he mentions Shabbos in Ne'ilah. Oisvin alea, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos b'Tanis Sibur, Afapi she'ein Ne'ilah b'Rosh Chodesh, Mazkir hu shel Rosh Chodesh b'Ne'ilah. They added to this that Rosh Chodesh that falls on a Tanis, even though there is no Ne'ilah on Rosh Chodesh, he mentions Rosh Chodesh in Ne'ilah. Rabbi Simon b'Shem Meshur ben Levi, Shabbos Shechal Yos b'Chanukah, Afapi she'ein Musaf b'Chanukah, Mazkir shel Chanukah b'Musaf. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, says that Shabbos that falls during Chanukah, even though there is no Musaf on a regular day of Chanukah, he mentioned Chanukah in Musaf. Oisim alea, v'shchidish achal yos v'soicha, af pishayin Musaf v'Chanukah, mazku shor Chanukah v'Musaf. And they add to this that v'shchidish that falls on Chanukah, even though there's no Musaf on a regular day of Chanukah, he mentions Chanukah in Musaf. V'shchidish achal yos v'tanif, eich mazke hu shel tanif, it should say. When v'shchidish is a tanif, where does the Shliach Tzibur mention the fast in Musaf? An individual mentions it in the Bracha of Avodah, like all requests for the future. Rivera Oime Vaidaya. Rivera answered, he mentions it in Haidaya in the Bracha of Maidim. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Amma Bar Avodah, and Rabbi Mamal said, a second answer is that he mentions it in Avodah, which is the Bracha of Ritzei. Ravina Amal, Oime Bracha Ravias. And according to Ravina, he says it for its own independent Bracha, the fourth Bracha. And Rabbi Abba supports it. He says, we find it everywhere. He says it for the fourth bracha by itself. Also here, it's the fourth bracha. And they conclude that in practice, we do like Rabbi Abba.